Greetings and welcome back to another, an ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet. Now to take a look at the second Mishnah in this, the fifth Perek. HaPesach Sheshchato Shelo Lishmo. And if you recall back from our study of Masechet Zvachim, the issue of doing any of the four Avodot of a Zevach, which is Shechita, Kabbalah, Ulacha, and Zrikah, if it is done shelo lishmo, meaning not for the sake of that korban, but with the intent of a different kind of korban, then it has impact, may invalidate the korban, and certainly will disconnect the owner from the korban. So a pesach shchato shelo lishmo, or kibel vihilech vizarak shelo lishmo, o lishmo v'shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo lishmo, meaning the first avodah was done lishmo, and then the later ones were not, or vice versa. Pasul. In any case, it's pasul, just like a korban chatat and a korban b'liyaz or a korban asham. If it's done shelo lishmo, it's pasul. Ketzal lishmo v'shelo lishmo. What does that mean? L'shem pesach u'l'shem shlamim. So you did the shchita l'shem pesach and one of the later avodot l'shem shlamim. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo is l'shem shlamim l'shem pesach. If you did the shchita l'shem shlamim and the later one l'shem pesach, and the Gemara in Zvachim there clarifies why we need to teach both, because we may have thought that the first thought, the first intent carries the day, or we might have thought that the final intent defines it. Okay, Bayar Papa, Bavodah Chat Nan or B'Shtei Avodot Nan. Is our Mishnah referring to multiple Machshavot within one Avodah, or over several Avodot? Bavodah Chat Nan, V'Rabbi Yosihi, and then it would be Rabbi Yosi, Damar Apig Mart V'Avadam Nitpas, which means Rabbi Yossi, as we saw in the earlier parak, against Rabbi Meir, holds that when you present a conflicted statement, we accept both the opening and the closing part of it, and therefore, even if you said L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Shlamim in one Avodah, we would still listen to the second part, and it would hurt the Korban. Your Meir, Amar Tfos Lashon Rishon, because after all, according to Meir, he says, in the Darim, you always take the first statement, and therefore, if you first said L'Shem Pesach and then L'Shem Shlamim within one Avodah, according to Meir, it should be fine. Odim v'shtei Avodot nan, v'filo Meir da Amar Tfos Lashon Rishon, or perhaps our Mishnah, the way that I presented it in teaching it, was talking about two different avodot, meaning l'shem pesach of the shchita, and then when you did the zrika, it was l'shem shlamim. And then Rameir would also sign on to this Mishnah, because he would say, tfos lashon rishon is only within one avodah. But if you did one intent stated, and one avodah, and the next avodah was a different intent, he would agree that we accept both, and then it would be pasul. So which is it? Amri, ahei. Ine mashal lishmo v'lishmo. So they asked, what are you asking about? If you're asking about the phrase in the Mishnah that starts shalo lishmo and then lishmo, ben b'avodah chad b'mishnei avodah, it doesn't matter, ben the Rameir, ben the Rabbi Yossi, because after all, the first intent was wrong, everybody would agree it's messed up. If so, let me come aita. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Pigmar Dvar, which means we also accept your final words, but your first words are also accepted, in that he agrees with Rameir, that just that Rameir says we discount the later words that conflict with the earlier ones. So therefore, if you're asking about the passage in the Mishnah that talks about Shelo Lishmo and then Lishmo, there everybody will agree it's no good, and Rameir could certainly sign on. Ella Alishmo Velo Lishmo. My, we're asking about the case where the first intent was proper and then improper, and then we're asking about whether that's over two avodot or even within one avodah. So Toshma, let's see. Pesach Sheshchato Shelo Lishmo, V'kibeva Halach V'zarak Shelo Lishmo. Our Mishnah. Heichidami, what does that mean? If you think it's one event like that, then lamali ad machashiv lekulu. Why do you have to have bad intent all over? Mikamaitiv saleh. It's already pasul when did shchita shelo lishmo. In other words, is our Mishnah describing a whole series of bad events? It's already pasul from the first one. Alav hachiktani. We have to read our opening line of the Mishnah as hapesach shchato shelo lishmo. Meaning, either the shechita was shelo lishmo, or even if it was lishmo, one of the later avodot was shelo lishmo. Even if the first three were proper and the last one is improper. So you see that the entire context of our Mishnah is each avodah has its own intent, and there aren't two different intents in the avodah. And the only problem is that if one of the avodot was done with an improper intent, it fouls it up. So that seems to support the idea that our entire Mishnah is talking about shtei avodot, and then Rav Meir could sign on to every part of it too. So aim a seifa, but let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo. If you remember, we said lishmo v'shelo lishmo or shelo lishmo v'lishmo, and then we give the example of Ketzad. What does lishmo v'shelo lishmo mean? Hechidami. Inem mishtei avodot. If it's lishmo in one avodah and shelo lishmo in the next avodah, hanu reisha. That's exactly what the opening part of the Mishnah said, according to the way we parsed it. Elav avodah achat. It must be that lishmo v'shelo lishmo is adding on that even if within one avodah you did it that way. And then it's Rabbi Yosihi, because after all, lishmo, according to Meir, the minute you have lishmo as the opening intent in a particular avodah, that avodah is good no matter what you thought afterwards. It's Rabbi Yosihi who would say that if you added in a bad intent, it would foul it up. So the answer is not necessarily. Lo, li'olam b'shtei avodot. That really we're talking about shtei avodot. V'reisha dekai b'shchita v'kamachasha b'shchita. But here's the difference. Everything in our Mishnah is talking about a unique machshava for each avodah. The Reish is talking about having the intent about the avodah you're doing. So when you're doing shechita, you're thinking about shechita. This is shechita l'shem Pesach. And then the shechita l'shem Shlamim is the wrong one. Inami, kai b'zrika v'kamachash b'zrika. The same thing with zrika. But seifa, the kai b'shechita v'kamachash b'zrika. What does lishmo v'shlo lishmo mean? You're doing the shechita and you're saying I'm doing the shechita l'shem Pesach, but I'm going to do the zrika l'shem Shlamim. V'hareni shochet at the Pesach lishmo lizrok damo shelo lishmo. There we go. V'kamash malan, and therefore our Mishnah is teaching us something very different, which means we're still keeping Rav Meir in the entire Mishnah, which is good for us because we want our Mishnah to be a matter of consensus. But our Mishnah is now taking a position on a different issue, which is mechashvin mi'avodah li'avodah, meaning intent in one avodah about another avodah counts. V'hanubaya the Rav Papa, and that was Rav Papa's famous question about mechashvin mi'avodah li'avodah, and the answer is yes, and everybody seems to agree to that. So the way that we've now parsed our Mishnah, everybody will agree we're talking about shtei avodot, but the difference between the opening part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah is the intent about the avodah you're currently involved with or a later avodah. Toshma, let's see. O shelo lishmo v'lishmo, the second part of that middle part of the Mishnah, pasul. So hechidami, what does shelo lishmo v'lishmo mean? Inem shtei avodot, again, if it's each one a separate avodah, hashto lishmo v'shelo lishmo, amar pasul. Think about this. If you said that lishmo and then shlo lishmo in the next avodah is pasul, shlo lishmo lishmo and baya, do you have to tell me that if the first one was shlo lishmo, it's invalid? Elav avodah achat. We keep pushing the idea that it's only Rabbi Yossi. It must be that this is b'avodah achat. Now, by the way, b'avodah achat, if the first one is shlo lishmo, there even Rabbi Meir would agree. But now what we're doing is saying, since the second half of the middle part of the Mishnah is talking about avodah achat, the opening part of the second half of the second part of the Mishnah must be avodah achat, and then again we're knocking Rav Meir out of the Mishnah. Well, again we're saving him. Li'olam b'shtei avodot. The entire thing is shtei avodot. Ovedinu d'lo yitzarichle. The truth is, you don't need the second part of that middle section. The answer is a parallel construction, just to keep the Mishnah balanced and rhythmic, and that is lishmo shalishmo. Therefore, we also teach shalishmo lishmo. All right, we're still trying to clarify. Toshma shchato shelo laochla v'shelo minuyav. This is a later Mishnah in our parak. Let's say you shechted it properly l'shem Pesach, but you intended to include people who are not allowed to eat the Pesach, or people who were not included in this particular Korban Pesach, that's Menuyav. La'arelin v'litmein. People who are uncircumcised, people who are tamei, therefore they're not ochlav, pasul. Now, hacha pshita avodah achat. There it's clearly talking about avodah achat, because it says shchato. You did the shchita. So in the shchita, you had multiple people in mind, including some who were invalid. So now we're saying, since that's the continuation from our Mishnah about invalid intents, it must be that our Mishnah is also talking about one avodah. So midi area, who says? Hakarita v'akarita, each thing separate. Our Mishnah is talking about multiple avodot, and that one's talking about one. After all, that Mishnah just said shchato, and here it's shchato, zarak, etc. Sefer b'avodah achat, reishay b'avodah achat, b'shtei avodot. Meaning that last second Mishnah about the arelim and tmeim is certainly within one avodah and the avodah of shechita, as it says explicitly. But this reisha could be avodah achat or shtei avodot. Toshma, we're still trying to clarify. Le'ochlav v'shalol le'ochlav kasher. In that later Mishnah, we said that if you inshechted it only for people who can't eat it, it's pasul. But if you inshechted it intending some who can and some who may not, some who may and some who may not, then it's kasher. Hechidami, inem shtei avodot, if it's shtei avodot, meaning you did shchita le'ochlav and zrika shalol le'ochlav. Tam and chashiv zrika. And the reason it's okay is because you had machshava b'zrika. Then machshava ochlin b'zrika, because when you're doing zrika, your intent about who's going to eat it doesn't count. The only point which counts is shechita. Habavodachat, implying that if you did it all within one avodah, which is, I'm doing the shechita, l'shem, chayim, moshe, and also these psulim, and that's only in shechita where the intent about who's going to eat it counts. Pasul, implying that within one avodah, mixed intents is no good. But we know that if, as long as you include some possible good eaters, you're okay. It must be that it's all avodah achat. I'm going to say for avodah achat, reishanan avodah achat. So again, we're not going to say that because one of the segments of the Mishnah is about avodah achat, therefore the others are. Each one is its own case. Seifa b'avodah achat, for reisha b'avodah achat, b'shtei avodot. Ours could be both one avodah or multiple avodot, and we could still keep Reb Meir in. So at the end of this entire discussion, Reb Meir is still potentially someone who would sign on to our Mishnah, and it's a matter of consensus. Ibayalu. Pesach sheshchato b'shar yimot hashana lishmo v'shlo lishmo. Mahu. So now you have a korban Pesach, and you didn't use it on Pesach. It got lost, and you got another one, and then you found this one. Alright, and now it's sometime later in the summer, and you shecht it l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlamim. Mahu. Mi ati shlo lishmo mapik le'midi lishmo. Do we say that the shlo lishmo, which by the way here is actually helpful, because Pesach slaughtered any other time of the year, is only valid if it's shelo lishmo. So do we say that the shelo lishmo intent comes and saves it? Umach shilei. Olo! Ki at Rav Dimi amar. So Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and gave with the following answer. Amrita lishmata kamid Rabbi Yirmiyah. This was said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah in Eretz Yisrael. Ho'il v'lishmo machshiro bizmano. Since lishmo is what makes it proper on the 14th in the afternoon, and if you do it any other time of year, the only way it's valid is if it's shalolishmo. So now we're going to compare the two. Malishmo shrobizmano ain motzio mide shalolishmo. Just like lishmo doesn't save it from shalolishmo in its proper time. Meaning that if you said lishmo v'shalolishmo, that lishmo doesn't save it from the fact that you messed it up if you did it on the 14th. Therefore, he completes the analogy and says, therefore, in the same way, the shalolishmo, which should be helpful in its improper time, is not enough to save it from the lishmo that fouls it. The Amar Li. So that's what I said to Rabbi Yirmiyah. What did Rabbi Yirmiyah say back to me? Lo, emartem shalolishmo shkenoi b'chol hazvachim. If you're going to use the issue of shalolishmo, which applies to all korbanot, after all, lishmo as a bad thing is only about Pesach. There's no other korban that if you do it lishmo, it's bad. Only the korban Pesach, because that is only one particular afternoon when it can be brought. Therefore, lishmo fouls it if it's any other time of day, any other time of year. So therefore, you really can't compare the two. And lishmo must be a weaker thing when it comes to the Pesach any other time of the year. Now, my Haviela, what's our final result about that discussion? Now in Bavel, Amarava Pesach Sheshchato B'Sharimot HaShanah Lishmo V'Shalo Lishmo Kasher. So he agreed with Rabbi Yirmiyah's critique and said, if you shecht the Pesach any other time of the year with both intents, it's Kasher. Dastamo Lishmo Kai. Because after all, the default is Lishmo. After all, the default is lishmo, like any other korban. If you went out of your way and said shalol lishmo, you've saved it. Alma atish lo lishmo mapik lemide lishmo. So you see, lishlo lishmo can uproot the lishmo. So therefore, even if you said lishmo and then said shelo lishmo, your statement shelo lishmo uproots your statement of lishmo, just like shelo lishmo uprooted the default of lishmo. So this, the student challenged Rava. Maybe these two aren't the same. To uproot from a default, so your entire statement and intent is different. But when you said it one way and then said it another way, after all, you've conflicted it. And his proof is, we say that if you slaughter it for those who are able to eat it, and you include also those who are not able to eat it, it's kasher. But if you only shakht it ishlo lochlav, it's pasul. But the default is lochlav. So why didn't you compare the two and say, whether or not you said lochlav or not, either way, lochlav, shelo lochlav should defeat it, and therefore, even if you mixed lochlav, shelo lochlav, it should be invalid. So Rav Barava says to Rava, you see that when you actually make the wrong statement, the right statement may not be strong enough to uproot it, as opposed to uprooting the default. So Marle, Rava said back to Midiria, who said the two are the same. Bishla mahatam, kamarlo akarle bishchita stame vada lishmokai. In the case of the shelishmo, until you actually say it differently, it's lishmo, meaning it's as strong as if you said lishmo. Halacha stami lochlav kai, but we don't say that the default is that the Pesach is for ochlav. Maybe some people are going to disconnect from this Pesach in the morning of the 14th, and other people are going to come and buy into it, and you're going to hold a whole different group, which means that there is a predefined reality that Pesach is lishmo. There is not a predefined reality that persons A through Z, A through J, are going to be eating this Pesach. You could separate yourself from this Pesach, you could have other people join you, you could switch the groups and everything else, all up until the moment of Shechita. Which means that the default of Ochlav is not nearly as strong as the default of Lishmo. And so for the therefore Rava says the default of Lishmo is as strong as if you said Lishmo. And therefore if you said Lishmo, Vishlo Lishmo, then, it is as powerful as just saying Shelo Lishmo, because the default of Lishmo is strong as if you said it. But the default of Lochlav is not as strong, because that could switch arbitrarily. And therefore, Shelo Lochlav v'Lochlav, when you said Lochlav, you made it stronger than there's just the default of who is involved in the Korban. And therefore, Shelo Lochlav is Pasul, Lochlav is Shelo Lochlav is Kasher. Now, normally, when you bring a korban and the shechita is done for the wrong owners, the normal korban, it's going to be kasher, but it won't count for them, and in a Pesach, it'll be pasul. What happens if you shechted a Pesach other times of the year, l'shem shlamim, so it's going to be kasher, but you have the wrong owner in mind? Shinui ba'alim k'shinui kodesh tam machshile. Do we say that fuddling up the owners is the same as corrupting the kind of kodesh it is, in which case here it becomes kasher. Just like if you said l'shem shlamim, it's kasher. So if you said l'shem chayim, when it's really Moshe's, maybe it's valid. Although, I'm Rav Papa, and here what they're saying is, what if I did l'shem pesach, not l'shem shlamim, l'shem pesach, but for the wrong guy? Is that as good as saying l'shem shlamim? I'm Rav Papa, I'm Rita l'shmata kamei to Rava. So I presented the following to my teacher, to Rava. After all, Shini Kodesh, which means shechting for the wrong korban, invalidates it when it's done in its right time. And the same thing with Shini Balim. Just like doing the wrong korban for a Pesach, meaning doing it L'Shem Shlamim, invalidates it on the 14th. And that is exactly what saves it any other day of the year, and even the morning of the 14th, perhaps. So again, he creates an analogy, and he says, therefore, if I were to bring Chaim's Pesach and shecht it, L'Shem Moshe's group, on the 14th, it would invalidate it. So therefore, it must validate it any other time of the year. L'Shem Pesach. V'amarli, and what did Rava say back to me, Rav Papa reports, lo, amarto shinui kodesh again psulo begufo. Shinui kodesh is something about the korban itself. This is not a Pesach, it's a shlamim. V'yeshlan ba'ava avodot. And by the way, shinui kodesh is something that applies in all four avodot. V'yeshlan lachar mita, it would exist even after the death of the owners. V'yeshlan b'tzibur k'viyachid, it applies to korban tzibur also. If you brought the korban tamid, and you brought it l'shem kivsei atzera, to be invalid. Or it would be valid, it would be called Shini Kodesh. Tomer Shini Balam is far less impactful. Aim Sulo Begufo. It's not about the animal itself or about the Korban itself. It's about the relationship of the owner. Veinobar Bavodot. Remember, Shini Balam only applies to Shechitat. Aim Machshevet Ochli Mizrika, for instance. Veino Lachar Mita. It can't exist after the owners have died. Veino Tzibur Kaviyachid. It doesn't apply to the Korban Tzibur. Veafgav Detarti Lav Dafka. Two of these are not exact, we'll see that in a second. But Tarti Meadavka, two of them are absolutely defined. Now what's that? Tamaishna Shinui Balim Dilav Psulo Bugufo. Shinui Balim is not about the animal itself, to Psulo Machshava Balmahu, because it's just intent. Shinui Kodesh Nam Psulo Machshava Balmahu. It's kind of hard to call Shinui Kodesh Psul Haguf. Psul Haguf is a mum. Psul Haguf is not when you have the wrong intent for the wrong korban. So that's really not a great distinction. The two, Hadam Ashrei Balim Eno Lachar Mita, Perez Vedra Vamida, Mayeshrei Balim Lachar Mita, Maiko Member. So we do have an opinion that there is such a thing as Shrei Balim even if the heir is bringing it. So that distinction won't be there. But Tarti Mihadafkaninu, but the Tzibur and Yachid certainly exists, and Arba Vodot certainly exists. So therefore, you can't compare Shinui Balim to Shinui Kodesh. Elam Arava Pesach Shechato B'Sharim Lot Hashanah B'Shinui Balim, Saki Misha In Lo Balim Bizmano, Hu Pasul. Meaning that if you were to bring a Korban Pesach at any of the time of the year, L'Shem Pesach, but for the wrong guy, it's as if there is no owner, but it's still Pasul because of L'Shem Pesach. The only way to fix it is to do it L'Shem Shlamim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, which is going to continue the theme and a piece that we saw in this Sugya, about Shlo Lo Chlav. And in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.